That's the spirit.
With Professor Peter Lynham. How are you, Peter?
How are you going? Very well, thank you.
Now, things in India are heating up somewhat.
My goodness, yes, they certainly are. There's always been cultural violence between different groups in India, and we've talked on and off about them. We probably focus more on the Sikhs than the Muslim Hindu debate, but now we are in the throes of a major controversy between Muslims and Hindus.
Now, I just learned about this morning. I tried to get in touch with someone, and they're currently in, is it Jaipur?
Yep.
And the person on the other end of the phone said that they are obviously over there and there's no internet. So the authorities have shut down the internet in the region. Why? Why exactly, Peter? What's going on over there?
Well, because anything at the moment that inflames the situation is going to be so explosive. When India was founded in 1947, modern India, and that terrible separation of the creation of a separate Pakistan and India took place, the result was the most phenomenal ethnic violence. Nobody knows how many hundreds of thousands of people died as Muslims fled across India trying to get to East or West Pakistan, and Hindus in the areas of Pakistan and what is now Bangladesh tried to get the other way. But it is reckoned that it's, you know, vast numbers, probably one of the biggest ethnic numbers of deaths imaginable, apart from the destruction of the Jews. So we're talking of an enormous risk. Now, what people often forget is there's still a lot of Muslims in India. So the present dispute is about a site which is sacred and precious in the eyes of both Muslims and Hindus. And this site, which is in Uttar Pradesh, there's quite a lot of dispute about exactly what the history is, and on this turns the Supreme Court decision. But the Indian Supreme Court has just ruled last week that it is in fact a Hindu sacred site, and that they've authorized the building of a Hindu temple on the site, which until the BJP party, in a mob violence in 1992, destroyed it, had on it a very old
mosque. And the mosque had been there since like the 15th century, so it had been there for a
bit. Unclear exactly long, but it's certainly been there. I mean, the first absolutely concrete evidence is 1717, but almost certainly it goes back to the end of the 16th century, so that would add another century and maybe even a century and a half onto the length of time. But you see, the thing is that the current Hindu thinking is that this is the location where Vishnu appeared, was incarnated in Rama. So, this is one of the favorite Hindu deities. And if this is his birthplace, then this is incredibly precious. It has to be said that a lot of this, as is often the case in Hindu mythology, is, there are various rival accounts of what happened and where things happened, and these are cast in incredibly vague terms. So, like all mythology, staking a claim on it is difficult to prove. But it's certainly true that the mosque was built on a Hindu temple site. So we don't know how old this temple was. There's archaeology going on at the moment, but it looks as though the temple site was probably there for at least two centuries before the mosque. So, both sides can claim the site. And it is intriguing to me that for a period, the Muslims worshipped in the mosque, And in the outer courtyard, Hindus paid their made their veneration to Rama. So it was possible for the two religions to coexist, but that wasn't a very easy thing to do, you can imagine, especially given the nature of Islam and its absolute commitment to only one God and the tremendous devotion that many Hindus feel towards Rama.
So currently they've got a situation where it's been handed back to the Hindus, but and then the Muslims have just been promised another site somewhere else. And in the interim, they've turned off the internet in the region, so there's less likely chance that there'll be sort of some sort of violence incited. Do you think this is sort of the, you know, the best way to go around it?
No, I don't think it is. But you have to bear in mind that the dominance at the moment of Hindu Nationalist Party in India means that they will... This is absolutely what they hoped for from the Supreme Court. And so they will support the state because, you know, India is a federal country, but they will support the state in enforcing the Hindu, the Indian Supreme Court's rulings. It's exactly what BJP party was built on, was on the support of Hindu claims and the old tradition of the Congress Party of trying to be, in, you know, genuinely a secular party. It's, you know, really disappeared into nothing in the last 20 years.
Do you think there is a possibility that things will get violent over there?
Yes, I certainly do. I mean, since we've seen violence in other parts of India where ethnic and religious matters get into a horrible mix, then I think there's every reason to think that, the people will, on both sides will feel very, very alarmed at the loss of their sacred sites and the offer of an equivalent site to Muslims, which, you know, you might argue ought to be satisfactory because the site, although there's an ancient, there's a long history of Islam in the area, that particular shrine, it's not as though this particular Muslim shrine has such strong historical context that it couldn't be moved elsewhere. But I don't think that's how the local Muslims will view it.
It's such an interesting position for them both to be in, I guess, the Muslims and the Hindus. But, I mean, and with the internet being off at the moment, I guess the news is going to come out of that area somewhat slower than it normally would. So it's going to be so hard to tell what's actually going to go on the ground there in the meantime.
Yes, it's true. And remember that part of the reason why the internet is blocked is not just to stop us getting news of what's going on, but it's to stop us or... people from both ethnicities throughout the world in inflaming the situation in Uttar Pradesh, because that's the great fear, that Pakistan has already expressed very, very strong opinions about what the Supreme Court's rulings, and many Indians from throughout the world will be watching the situation, and so there's a real sense in which a global Hindu and Muslim feeling will inflame local opinion.
I see. Is it likely that Pakistan will do anything in particular other than try and stir it up?
I don't think under the present Pakistani government that they would be so unwise as to invoke war, but of course, in wars between India and Pakistan, and they've been on and off for, you know, since 1947, the Indians have not always done very well in those contexts.
Yes.
So therefore, this could be a factor, but I would have thought Imran Khan is not the sort of person who would want to make that into a cause for war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Peter.
But he's got a controlled situation. That's the difficulty.
Nice. Now, hey, Peter, we'll wrap it up there. Another fantastic edition of That's the Spirit. We'll check in with you next week.
Brilliant.
Cheers, mate.